You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Just PS on the board and a little overtime with Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been a while, Maggie. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back. had a little time away. It was really good to be away.
Yes.
But I'm excited for today. I'm excited for Election Day. I really want us to send a message that Wisconsin's can't be bought by Elon Musk.
We're not selling out, Maggie. We're buying in.
Yes. Double down, go all in, whatever it is. Just get out and vote and vote for Susan Crawford, the one who's not been bought by Elon Musk.
Vote for the one that's not BS. We're going to get into all of that. Also want to get your legal mind, your opinion on the efforts of Attorney General Josh Call to go after and stop Musk from doing this. Now, Musk put some X's out. We'll talk about that as well. Also want to get your sense on the money here on the election as well. But before we get into all that, I know folks are tuning in right now. They're super excited. It's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. This hour's keyword, believe this or not, win. W-I-N. And today, the win hopefully will be for Crawford.
For the win. How the Brewers have started.
Right.
The opposite of how the Brewers have started.
And what
the
is
season.
Today's prize? Well, today's prize is a pair of Brewers tickets.
Hey!
So hopefully the Brewers will win if you win. So go to your app store, download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, use the text button at the bottom of the screen, and text in the keyword win for your chance to win some Brewers tickets. Who have yet to win. Hopefully they will win tonight. 855-752-4842.
We're going to be doing the old split screen, like the nervous toggle between the Brewers game and the election results.
And
Brewers
back and game. Back and forth, back and forth. Maggie Dawn, good to see you again. Good to have you back on the show. I was wondering, I wanted to talk to you about this because the efforts of Attorney General Josh Call, and it seemed like kind of far-fetched. Apparently, Musk had sent out he was going to give this money out in appreciation for you taking your time to vote. Now, Musk deleted that, but he ended up coming to Wisconsin anyway and having this rally.
He deleted it because that's actually illegal.
But is it? I mean, he still said it.
If
still
you can't,
out there.
If you can't give, if there is a court ruling and the Wisconsin Election Commission is like, you can't offer someone a bottle of water to vote while in line, you certainly can't offer them maybe $1 million for taking the time to vote. That was clearly illegal. That's why he deleted it. It became the sign the petition thing, and maybe you'll get $1 million. I guess that's a thing. Oh, by the way, need I remind everyone? Elon Musk has so much money that if he spent $10 million a day, every single day, for 100 years, he would still have enough billions left over to buy Twitter again. I just want everybody to absorb that. If he spent $10 million a day, every day, without missing a day for 100 years, he would still have enough billions of dollars left to buy Twitter again. That's how much money this guy has left. So, yeah, giving away $1 million here or there, that is literally a rounding error to Elon Musk. He is trying to buy Wisconsin.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, doing some overtime. Appreciate it. So here's the thing. Call, he put this out there, and the appeals court rejected it. Now, when the appeals court rejected Call's efforts, they said, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Call had not filed or supported his request properly, which forced them to deny the request. Now, I'm not an attorney, Maggie Dawn, but to me, it sounds like he didn't dot his I's and cross his T's. Maybe wasn't properly spaced, used the wrong letterhead. I don't know. What does that mean to you when you hear that?
So with the caveat that I intentionally did not expend my time looking at the lawsuit, because as soon as I saw that it was filed, after I read what Elon Musk had said and the conditions for the giveaway, knowing that we went through this before, actually back in the presidential race, I was like, oh, this isn't going anywhere. So I'm not going to spend any of my precious resource right. of time reading about the particulars here.
Sure.
But that specific line from the appeals court rejection, which was effectively upheld unanimously by the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Unanimously.
So apparently all those crazy liberals on the court were like, no, AG call, you can actually go kick rocks. What it sounds like to me is that there were potentially insufficient factual allegations or affidavits supporting the complaint to give rise. Complaints are generally viewed when you face a motion to dismiss. You take all of the factual allegations as if they were true and you interpret them, or you make inferences based or in favor of the non-moving party. So to the advantage of the plaintiff. Apparently what the appeals court and the Supreme Court said was, even if we did that, you don't have enough here to provide the basis for the particular claims that he was bringing. It sounds sloppy, and frankly, it read a little bit to me like a political stunt.
Hmm.
Again, Elon Musk deleted the offending comments that were clearly against the law. So what are you doing? Is it just performative? And by the way, was this actually going to impact the election? It was sort of like doubling down on the whole Musk thing. It's like they curate who they give this money to. It's a publicity stunt. And you make it worse by giving them more publicity about the thing. If you get what I'm saying?
Right. Well, but the other side is you got to try to do something if you can. So I at least appreciate
I'd be
the effort.
I'd be calling for, like, hey, legislators. You don't think this is a good idea? What if it was George Soros? Would everybody be like, yep, that's just totally fine. Right. How about we legislate this?
Let me ask you a procedural thing. So the appeals court said he didn't dot his I's and cross his T's. My words. Is that very same document that the appeals court rejected sent up then to the Supreme Court for consideration? Or does Call have the opportunity to, you know, go back and re-edit?
No, he could have filed an amended complaint, but not in the Supreme Court. He would have had to try to amend the complaint or supplement the factual allegations or affidavits related thereto.
So as we
in
know
the trial
it.
Court. But from the appeals court to the Supreme Court, you can't change it.
Okay, so that was the
same.
So
he couldn't correct his mistakes.
Excellent. Okay, there we go. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Maggie Dawn letting us know how it all works. Real quick, the text and, or I'm sorry, the tweet, the X message, and then the deletion. Was a crime, not a crime? I mean, if you admit, say, hey, we're going to pay you for appreciation for taking your time to vote, and that's not allowed by law, and then you go back and delete that, does it make it go away? I mean, so
I don't
if
know.
I,
we're
if I,
in this weird never, never land of like, gosh, never been here before. Oh, this is, quote, unprecedented, so, the word that I never want to hear again.
My point being is if you go to the extreme and say, hey, someone, you know, called for the murder of somebody on Twitter. Oh, I'm going to murder this person. Whatever, you know, something terrible and violent like that. And then deletes it. Is it still, you know, if it's out there once, doesn't it always stay out there, even if you delete it?
This is where, again, I did not read the complaint. But what I am guessing is that the causal nexus between the Musk tweet or what he said he was doing and then it got deleted and the parameters changed, that they can't prove that it actually provided an incentive to anyone to go vote. And that is likely, in my opinion, what they may have been or what the court was sort of putting its hat on that you would need to at least allege in the complaint that it did actually impact voters. Again,
I think it did impact voters. I think a lot of voters are not really happy about it too. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe in the opposite direction. Again, I think Elon Musk, you know, he's like the friend that always brings the good weed to the party that's a real drag. I mean, not to torture a metaphor here, but like, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, it's Elon. Everybody can't stand the guy, but at least he brought the top shelf liquor. You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy. Nobody wants him at the party.
But everyone wants the party. 855-752-4842. Speaking of the party, one of the winners of that $1 million was the Wisconsin college Republican chair.
Huh. Weird coinky dick that.
Apparently that dude, deleted or made private his Twitter account after that happened. Everyone wants beer money from this cat now.
Right. He's the Elon at whatever college he was the head of the Republican Party, and is like, oh, it's Jerry again. But now he's got $1 million.
Oh, Jerry, come on, man. Come hit the store, man. Get a 30-pack. Let's go.
Right. Help splurge a brother out. For the top shelf, Jerry. Oh, maybe if for the next time Elon's going to do one of these giveaways, if I like very publicly renounce all my prior political beliefs and like, hey, Elon, can I get a mill too? I don't think he'd buy it.
Well, you never know until you try.
This is true.
And, but there is the argument, and I get it, this money is like a drug, right? And everyone wants a little bit, and they're willing to give everything away for just a little bit more. But there's the adage, well, at least I could do something good with it. I'll take that money and I'll do something good with it. And then just yesterday brings up like the Ring of Power. That's what everybody,
don't do it, Dom.
That's what
everybody
said in the Lord of the Rings,
I'll
too.
I'll be benign. With precious. That's right. That's if you look generally at what has happened to people whom in the past I would have considered to be very principled conservatives. I disagreed with a lot of their policy prerogatives. But hey, these are the values that I stand for. This is the platform. These are the candidates that I support. Donald Trump is not a conservative. Full stop. He is not a conservative. He's not a Republican. He's MAGA. He's Donald Trump. It is a party of one, in service of one, and by extension, in service of billionaires. They might as well call it the Billionaire Boys Club. That's what it is. The manosphere, whatever the heck. This isn't about, a group of principled policy positions. This is venality. This is the transactional nature of what has gripped what used to be the Republican Party. And most of my conservative friends, if I'm speaking with them with them privately, will say that very plainly. I call on you to be a person of your convictions, of your values. Stand up and vote against a tyrannical billionaire overlord whom no one voted for last I checked.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. It's Overtime with Maggie Dawn. One more segment with her. We'll take your calls as well. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Consider this as we go to break. If it's okay for us to pay, $1 million for appreciation for one or two or three people, at what point, how much money, how many people does it take to actually full on accept that he's buying the election? Come back with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is win. Win. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom to send in your keyword win for a chance to win some Brewers tickets who have yet to win.
They will.
Maggie Dawn, a little Overtime with Maggie Dawn, her fine show preceding this, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie, thanks for sticking around. We've got a couple of callers. Want to get to them on, the efforts of what's going on here. It's voting day today, folks. Get out and vote. Susan Crawford, not the BS. Let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. You will be first. You're on with Maggie. Brian, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, yeah. I know a friend that did sign that petition. And he did then a screenshot of his checking account that stated from the American PAC that he did get $100 for signing the petition. and then he got $100, another $100 for a referral. Today he posted a photo on Facebook of himself with a sticker saying, "I voted," and, you know, pushing everyone to vote for Crawford. And I know for months he's been on our side. And he also then stated today that he's still waiting for about $400 in referrals from us to be paid out that he has yet to receive.
Oh, okay. So hang on. I want to make sure I understand the story here, Brian. Your buddy did sign the petition, yep, got some money, got some referral money, went and voted for Crawford, but he's still waiting for some other referral money. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He only got paid for his initial signing the petition. He got paid once for a referral, but he's still waiting for about $400 yeah, to come from us for four other referrals.
Did your friend indicate what he's going to do with that money, Brian?
Oh, I don't know.
Hopefully he's buying you some beers, man. Thanks for sharing. 855-752-4842. You know, I debated, Maggie. Should I sign this thing? Take the money and run, you know, have some fun with it. But I'm like, nah. I don't need the $100 that bad. I don't want to sign up with this cat.
I think everybody should sign the petition, get your $100, and then go vote for Susan Crawford. Thank you, Elon. Cha-ching.
Oh, you always give a little something away. A little something to your soul, perhaps.
It's a petition to oppose. What's the wording? It's something like activist judges.
Judges.
You mean like activist judges on the Supreme Court that are like, presidents are kings for the first time in our 250-year history. Women don't have the right to control their bodies for the first time in 50 years. Ta-da! You mean like those activist judges? Ooh. I'm not a fan of activist judges that remake law to serve a predetermined, politicized outcome. That is the activist judges. Those are the activist judges that I oppose. I'll happily sign a petition that says that and check whatever size and cash whatever size check Elon Musk wants to cut me for that very principled position.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Richard from Waukesha. You're up. Welcome, Richard. What do you got for us?
Hi, Maggie. I got a question for you. You remember way back when the media gave all kinds of time to the bailout and they called General Motors Government Motors?
I remember the bailout, yep.
Yeah, and they didn't want to give money loans to General Motors, but they wanted Wall Street and the banks to get it all. Anyway, did you ever hear anything by the media control of them paying the loans back? You know, occupying the media with that as much as, you know, all of the bad talk about Government Motors?
I guess, are you talking about the fact that when we talk about many of these bailouts, and I would lump in the like 30 plus billion that Trump gave to farmers
but that wasn't a bailout.
Wasn't
though.
It? Can't. But here's how we like the definition of terms here becomes
matters.
Really
yeah.
important, right? Bailout in my language, the way that I would define the term, is taking taxpayer money to shore up an industry and providing payments that industry would not otherwise receive. TARP, following the 2008 financial crisis, right? Like this has happened repeatedly in U.S. modern economic history. We can talk about the financial crisis, right? We can talk about, again, the financial crisis coming out of the mortgage lending crisis when banks
the auto bailout,
et cetera, et cetera.
The auto bailout, those primarily got paid back. I mean, you know, these were monies that were given, certainly taxpayer dollars, but those were paid back. The farmers, that was never paid back. That was just a giveaway.
So again, terminology
so what
matters.
Would you call the auto loan?
If it's a loan, because it's actually paid back, it's a loan. It's not a bailout. Bailout, by the way that I would define it,
is not paid back. Gotcha.
Which is a direct subsidy, which is, here's a word for it, welfare. People, like, what do you mean when you use the word welfare? We have gotten so sucked in to largely much more effectively done on the MAGA far, far right, the rebranding of things, right? That the meaning of words has been stripped in many ways. A death tax? Oh, well, we're all going to die. I hate those. an estate tax. I'm probably for that because I don't have an estate, right? Like, this, the rebranding of things is what to be suspicious of. Simply because someone calls something a bailout does not make it so, right?
Yes.
We did effectively bail out the financial sector, right? Like, that's what happened. And there's a really interesting, almost like minute-by-minute blow of the weekend where Bear Stearns was blowing up. I think it's in the New York Times. It came out this morning or yesterday. And you and it's the interplay between the people from Bear Stearns, JP Morgan Chase, the Fed, and the Treasury trying to figure out how to shore up the entire financial system. And that included some bailout money. That it's part of what happened then. Again, that was not paid back.
Yeah. Welfare.
Yeah.
Financial Wall Street, sector welfare.
And I'm not going to say they shouldn't have done that. The impacts of the financial system entirely collapsing.
Sure. Could get paid back, though? I mean, come on, man.
When they all then make a ton of money
you
off of it.
Give them free money to go loan money out on that they make free rent interest on. Maggie Dawn.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Don't forget that BS, the shameless show, Brad Schimmel, when asked if he would have defended the ban on interracial marriage, was basically like, yeah, that's my job.
Yeah, I have to. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Listen to her show 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to thank our most recent guest, a little overtime with Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show. Check her out Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always great to catch up with Maggie. Been too long. Look forward to the next time as well. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. Callers and texters, I see you. Let me remind everyone, it's our break into spring text to win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is win. For your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Brewers, and hopefully they will win tonight. So download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom and send the keyword win for your chance to win. Today, we'll go till 5 o'clock.
And even if our beloved Brewers can't win, you can win. Oh, man, crew.
Lots to get to it. It's election day. Go out and vote for Susan Crawford. Lots of reasons why.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, we have some more reasons why.
We have some more reasons, certainly, to not vote for BS.
Yeah.
They just pile on top of each other. Just one more, two more, five more, mountain more. Yeah, so this was some audio that was brought to my attention.
Okay,
it was played earlier in the day on the Todd Alba show.
Oh.
This is Brad Schimmel recounting an experience that he had of psychologically beating the daylights out of his 8-year-old daughter.
Why?
Let's take a listen.
And she reminded me of a story that I cannot deny. We had picked up our oldest, Mackenzie, at a friend's house. And there'd been a fib. I don't know what the fib was anymore.
A
but
fib,
she told a fib about something, and she was denying that she had fibbed. So this car ride home, I'm going to get her on the witness stand. So she's in the back seat. I adjusted the mirror. So I'm looking right at her, and she's looking right at me. And every time she looks away, I said, look at me. And I don't think I looked at the road the whole way.
Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her back there, and I'm grilling her about this, and I'm rebutting every fib she piles on the fib. And I got a Perry Mason moment right there in my car. She broke down. I did it. I did it. I did it. And I won my trial. She is next witness, you know, rest my case. Well, She's in the back seat. She is just crying miserably. My wife's looking at me like I'm a monster. And I was proud of myself.
Wow, dude. Uh-huh. You were proud.
He was proud of
proud
himself.
Proud daddy that day. Maybe your wife's instincts were right.
Just in case you needed another reason to vote for a candidate who has shown that she has the judicial temperament to handle difficult cases, to approach people as humans, vote Crawford.
Wow. So apparently BS has a big problem with fibbing. Fib. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
So
it's a lie.
There's no lying.
No lying.
In the Schimmel household. Otherwise, Judge Dredge Schrimmel,
yeah.
Judge BS, he'll roll down on you, man. He'll stare at you till you break despite the force of his gaze. You know, I did pass the BS bus last weekend when I was going up, a couple weekends ago when I was going up by mother's.
Yeah.
And they were going 70 and a 55.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
And I know because I was passing
them. Because
you were passing. So Brad Schimmel emotionally working over his 8-year-old daughter.
His 8-year-old daughter.
Way to go, man.
To go, dad.
That was probably the last time he won. You know, by the time she turned 9, she pretty much met his mental capabilities.
Right.
But it's interesting that Brad Schimmel has a big problem with lying in the household, but he has no problem lying to you and lying to me. Now, he's either lying to us or he's ignorant.
You know, could be both.
Or both. We'll have that conversation. And what do I mean? Well, we just heard Brad Schimmel, a big problem with lying. But what did he lie about? Jess, we have that sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
Today's election day, man.
Today's election day.
There's going to be some vote counting going on in Milwaukee.
And you know what time it starts?
When?
8 p.m.
Why?
Because that's when the polls close, Dom.
And that's when they start counting those other votes.
That's right.
Let's hear what Brad Schimmel had to say about this. What is the lie? Let's hear it.
Get our votes banked. Make this too big to rig so we don't have to worry that at 11:30 in Milwaukee, they're going to find bags of ballots that they forgot to put into the machines like they did in 2018 or in 2024 when Eric Covey, you know, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden Milwaukee County changed that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was fraud there. There's no way for me to know that.
You don't know what happened. You name all this stuff. And let me again refer to you. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Let's do it again. Since we've just found out that Brad Schimmel has a huge problem with lying, Allison Durr reported March 19th, 2 weeks before Wisconsin Supreme Court election. As today, folks, BS raises Milwaukee counting trope. Oh, yes, he did. You just heard it. Now, here is what the reporting has to say about this. Then I got to find it. See, that's what I get. The Republicans had an opportunity, and even they passed, I believe, in the House.
It passed through the House.
The Assembly.
It was dead in the Senate.
They didn't take it up. They could have changed it. 855-752-4842. More than 6 years after the scuffle over the 2018 absentee ballots, it is widespread knowledge, BS, Mr. Gonna break my daughter mentally because she fibbed. It is widespread knowledge that the state's most populous city consistently reports its absentee ballots all at once early in the morning after a major election. Well, why, Allison Durr from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? Why don't you tell us in case Brad Schimmel decides to pick up a newspaper and edify himself? That's because of the sheer number of absentee ballots cast by the city's voters in major elections, coupled with the state law prohibiting clerks from processing absentee ballots before 7 a.m. on election day. The Republican-controlled Senate last year let a bipartisan bill die that would have made it possible for clerks to start processing and finish counting the absentee ballots earlier. They can't start them before 7 a.m. on election day. By law, they could have changed it. It got through Boss's Assembly and the bipartisan bill, and the Republican-controlled Senate let it die.
And let's just be clear on this. They can start counting then. However, while they're counting, they still need to be running the polling place.
The people that are coming in live
the people that
at
are
the
coming
time in person. Correct.
Which means that functionally, they don't actually start counting until the polls close.
Especially in a busy and on-demand election cycle. I mean, right. like perhaps like this one. Lots
like this
of people
one. We're getting
voting.
Texts in who are saying that they were thousandth in line early in the morning. We're getting reports of long lines. This is a busy election. People are engaged. They're civically engaged. That's fantastic. And it means election workers are busy.
Our pal Tom Kircher over at Wisconsin Watch. He edifies us once again. This is from March 28th. Now, Mr. Schimmel, in case you don't believe Allison Durr from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I don't know why, but here's Tom telling you the same thing. Did Milwaukee election officials at the end of ballot counting find bags of ballots that they forgot? Short answer, no. City of Milwaukee election officials process absentee ballots at one location on election day, which sometimes mean ballots are still being fed into tabulators late that night or early the next morning. Results are reported once processing finishes. Now, again, we heard the sound. State law prohibits municipalities from preparing absentee ballots before election day. A bill that would allow an earlier start stalled. It stalled. Yeah, the Republican Senate.
Yeah.
They could change it. So, Mr. Schimmel, BS, man. You're so proud of standing up for whatever the right was. The fib that your daughter told. That you stared her down, your 8-year-old daughter, until she broke under the pressure. You got a problem with lying, man? So either you don't know what apparently everybody else knows and lots of people are reporting within the last couple of weeks, Mr. Schimmel, either you don't know that or you're lying about it. In either way, I believe that makes you unfit, unqualified for this office, for any office, man. And I think being in politics in the state of Wisconsin, as long as you have BS under Scott Walker and you know some BS when they're Scott Walker's crew. You know this. I believe you know it. And I believe, yeah, you are fibbing, just like your daughter did to you. That's what I believe. Because I don't think you're that dumb. I think you got problems. But, now, so Jess and I had this discussion. Can you be a liar and ignorant at the same time?
Sure, of course you can.
But in general, sure.
In general, sure. On this specific item, yeah, I agree with you. He has to know.
He has to know.
He has to know. So, it's not even a fib, because this isn't a little thing. This is a flat-out stinking lie.
Flat-out stinking lie. Matt Smith tweeting out... he's from what? The ABC affiliate here, Channel 12 in Milwaukee. 1 a.m. update from Milwaukee election officials. City should be done counting absentee ballots sometime after midnight.
Yeah.
Sometime after midnight, according to journalist reporter Matt Smith. And he puts this on, and I retweeted it out. But then you see the tweets underneath it. So, Schimmel, does your lie, does it have a consequence? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Michelle M. at Vote Right Team. There's the cheat. Oh, yes. Oh. See what they're doing here? They mean 4 a.m. Again, says at Bob Rob L. Bad Rob L. It goes on like this. Or as soon as they know how many votes they need to find, says Wisconsin AJB. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your continual lie gets other people fired up. Like, oh, man, look at Milwaukee. They're going to come in at 1 a.m. Oh, they're going to find unsealed... finding all these votes, and yeah, come on, man. You are purposefully lying to people. To what? To gin them up? To put doubt into our election system? You are purposefully doing that. You, sir, are acting like your 8-year-old daughter. And just think of me as you staring at you, man. I'm doing it till you break, man. Stop this. Admit that you know it. Or read the frickin' newspaper, man. This is how it's done. The Republicans in the Senate here in the state of Wisconsin could have changed this. They declined to do so.
Well, it's such a valuable little bargaining chip. Hovde was using it a month ago.
If you fix it, you can't complain about it, right? And certainly the people that are following Matt Smith out there, these folks, they're all down with it, man. They're all down. They think that this is going to get stolen. Wisconsin needs to do away with central counts. There's no reason it should take that long. This is just so they can dump fraudulent ballots. Well, says Rosie underscore Lisa 1. This is the problem. This is what happens. This is what they're saying. Because of your continued lies, sir, that you mentally beat your child with. Because you don't like the fibs. Well, how about, sir, you lead by example? Would your daughter be proud of you knowing this? You're going to go to your daughter and tell her how the votes are counted in Milwaukee? You're going to tell her that, yeah, I don't know if there's any fraud the way they do it. There's no way for me to. You know exactly what's going on, man. And they did recounts after the Trump election. And actually, after the recount, Trump lost a few votes. This is a shame. It's a sham. And it is disgusting. And for a guy who claims to stand up for all these things and wants to be this, what, a consistent conservative voice on the bench, you sure got no problem lying to everybody.
Tom, it's real simple. It's BS.
855-752-4842.
Take a breath.
Okay. I'm better now. Folks, go out and vote for Susan Crawford, please. I mean, come on. This guy, we need to cast this guy aside. 855-752-4842. We're going to come back with some of your calls. And then we're going to get into some of the national news as well. The national security team. Not only other signal chats, apparently, also some sensitive information perhaps being emailed via Gmail.
Emails?
But her emails. What about his emails? Yeah, that's Waltz. That's the National Security Advisor. Get to there as well. And a Maryland man, apparently accidentally, administratively wrong, sent to El Salvador, but too bad, so sad. Apparently Trump administration isn't going to do anything about it. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Your last chance this hour to win our spring break into spring text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom to send the keyword win for your chance to win some Brewers tickets. Brewers haven't yet to win. Win. So text in the word win. They play tonight 6:40. We'll see what happens. But you could win some Brewers tickets, ironically enough. Win. Text the word win. You have until 5 o'clock Central Time today, folks. Thank you for playing and good luck to us all. Our callers being patient. Let's get to them. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Lisa from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Lisa. What do you got today?
Hey, Dom. I just wanted to encourage everybody who's griping about the absentee ballots to actually go work an election. Then they'll learn how this works.
Yes. How does it work?
I've volunteered for the last two presidential elections in Madison, and it's quite a process because you have to check each absentee ballot against the poll book, verify the signature, open it, and then run it through the tabulator. And if you don't have a centralized system like they do in Milwaukee, you have to kind of work the ballots in as the people are coming in. So if it's really busy, people have to stand in line with like three or four absentee ballots, and then they have to let actual voters go in front of them. So it can take forever to work through all the absentee ballots. I think the centralized system they have in Milwaukee is great because everything's in one place. If they decentralize it, it's going to take longer.
Lisa, apparently the Republican Senate here in the state of Wisconsin let a bill die or didn't advance a bill that would have at least addressed this. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, apparently there's a bipartisan effort in the Assembly to make this happen. Why do you think they want to leave this out there and not address this because they keep complaining about it?
Because then they won't have anything to complain about.
Lisa, thank you for what you do. Thank you for volunteering. Yeah, that's a great idea. Perhaps Brad Schimmel should go and see how it works. There's an idea. You know, get some actual experience into how the process works. But as Lisa said, if you solve the quote-unquote problem, because it's not a problem, It's only a problem of perception. It's only a problem. It's only an issue if you're volunteering or working there and you wait there till 1 o'clock in the morning. That could be problematic, certainly. Right. But you know what you're signing up for. If we, the people, through our government, have the ability to address this and fix this, so number one, folks don't got to stay there till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, number one. And number two, so people like Brad Schimmel and Eric Hovde and Scott Walker don't have the lie to lean on because they don't like all the black people from Milwaukee voting. Let's just say it what it is. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you, Lisa. Pam, you are next. Welcome, Pam. What do you got for us?
Hi there. I wanted to share something about choosing to be involved.
Yes.
My son turned 18 in September, and the first thing that he wanted to do was register to vote.
Nice.
So Excellent. That he would be sure to be able to vote in the fall election. And he's a senior in high school, and he also has a part-time job. So today, being election day, he actually left school during a study hall to go and vote so that he would make it to work on time after school. That's how determined he is to be involved and to vote.
That's excellent, Pam. So this is the first time. Was he nervous at all? I know some folks can get a little nervous going through the process. How was your son?
He was a little nervous. We went together and, you know, so he knew exactly what, you know, explained to him what to expect and what he would be, you know, would need to do. And afterwards, he was so incredibly proud that he had done that. And I'm proud of him for taking the time. I don't tell him how to vote. I don't ask him how he votes because I know that he takes the time to educate himself. And I wish that more kids at his age would do the same.
More kids his age. I wish the guy running for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice would actually read sometimes. Hey, Pam, thank you so much for sharing. And well done. I mean, this is also a tribute to you to instill those kinds of values into your family. You did a great job as well. Thank you. 855-752-4842. Let's see here. Cindy from Appleton, you will be next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to see, be kind of careful what we wish for with the voting stuff, because if I know everybody wants to make it better, but one thing I don't ever want to see are the paper ballots go away, because the paper ballots are what is basically our backup safety net. I don't trust anybody just doing anything over a computer because too much of that can be messed up. So I don't ever want to lose paper ballots for a backup.
Right on, Cindy. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-752-4842. Brian, you are next. Welcome, Brian. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob. I want to thank Civic Media for playing the group for Brad Schimmel today with the Trump speech. If that doesn't motivate people to get out and vote for Susan Crawford, no one will. Also, I really appreciate that the Brad Schimmel group is basically donating money to Civic Media. I think that's a very, very nice thing for them to do.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. And as the announcers will tell you, you know, we got to, as a radio station, FCC, you know, if they want, they got to get it. You got to play it. But the good, there's that bodes well because they value your opinion out there, folks, as do I. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. I know you got some callers holding. Hold through the break. We'll get to you and your thoughts as well. And we got to move on to some of these other very important issues, like, you know, renditioning. You know, plucking people up off the street because they got their hat on backwards or maybe a neck tattoo or maybe it's that Air Jordan tattoo is going to get you sent off to El Salvador. And good luck getting back. Let's talk about that. Well, other issues as well. Oh, my God. Hooters filed for bankruptcy. Tell me
it ain't so.
Come back with us. 855-752-4842.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.